بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, my respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in a hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let's each one of us intend with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts. My dear respected friends, did we ever sit and wonder that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us down to this world? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers this in Surah Mulk, in the 29th supara, where Allah says, "Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabdukum ayyukum ahsanu amala." And it is He, Allah, who has created death and living so that He may see who amongst you is the best in actions in amal. Now here in this ayat of the Qur'an-i Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses maut before living, death before living. Whereas man lives first, then he dies. Bringing to our attention as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that our real life begins after death. And that is a very, 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 very long life that we got to live. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the average age of my ummah will be between 60 and 70. But my dear respected friends, in the year after, we are going to live forever and ever and ever. So where are we to make our gardens? Where are we to make our palaces? Where are we to make our streams and our rivers? Where are we to make our comfort? You cannot have your bread buttered on both sides. In order to get the akhirah, to get the year after, you need a lot of sacrifice, dedication, and mujahida. The more you're going to make it, the more you're going to attain of the hereafter. The least you do, the least you are going to attain. So surely none of us want to go from this world empty-handed. We all want to go with a bag full. And when we go to the hereafter, we want the hereafter to be of great comfort to each one of us. For Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that our graves can either be a garden from the gardens of paradise or a pit from the pit of hell. We can choose and make what we want out of it. My brothers, you have left your homes, you have left your families, you have left your comfort to come here to the masjid, to change your lives, to collect good deeds, and to spend your time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you have left it for, come and do. Don't sit and laze around. Don't sit and waste time. For every moment that goes by, you will never ever can attain that moment back. So make good use of every second. As Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be in the constant worship, in the constant zikr of Allah. 24 hours. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to breathe the name Allah. His tongue, 24 hours, used to repeat the word Allah. My dear respected friends, it can be our lot also if we practice and go towards it. It's only that we got to watch our time, how we spend it. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, خَيْرُ الْعَمَلِ مَا دِيمَ لَهُ, that the best of actions are those that are done constantly, done regularly. My dear respected friends, if you are in this position, coming to read your namaz at 5 to 4, you must be every day 5 to 4 there. Or let us say 20 minutes, 30 minutes before the Asr namaz starts, because it varies according to seasons. In the morning, you know you have to read your Surah Yasin. In the evening, you know you have to read your Alif Lam Mim Sijda, your Tabarak. All you make up, and on that particular time, every single day, you do your ma'amuls. That is what Allah loves, and that is what Allah will make you elevate. Make it a cause for you to elevate and get closer to Allah. Not haphazardly that one day it is done on this time, and another day on that time. That is a ploy of shaitan. Please, it is a very, very delicate thing. Don't let shaitan mislead you and misguide you. Shaitan's habit is to take you out of one worship and put you into another worship. Because the worship that you are actually doing is very beneficial for you. And shaitan don't want you to benefit. So he takes you out and puts you into another ibadah. And you fall for it. Like our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi in Fazail al-Zikr, mentions a story that a few brothers got into the masjid to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know, the zikr is very, very painful to shaitan. So now it was hurting shaitan that these brothers are making zikr in a masjid. Now how to break these guys up? They have to do some ploy. And shaitan is very, very cunning. So what shaitan did, he made two brothers fight outside the masjid. And he brought it to the thoughts of these making zikr, that there is great reward in making peace between two brothers. So he made them get up and go make peace outside. After he made them peace outside, these brothers went away home and he won. These guys didn't come back and they didn't make the zikr. So that is what we got to be very, very cautious about. My dear respected friends, the best time to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the early hours of the morning. The best time to make the ibadat of Allah is in the early hours of the morning. The best time to make the ibadat of Allah is in the early hours of the morning. Therefore, as from tomorrow morning, my dear respected friends, the zikr will only start at 5 o'clock, that is half an hour before the azan of Fajr goes, not before that. Why? Because shaitan is taking you away from one special type of ibadah and putting you into the zikr so that you miss out on this. My dear respected friends, twice in this month of Ramadan, the surah Muzammil had been recited in the Fajr Salah, where mention is of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, half the night, or one third of the night, used to perform tahajjud. Now if we break it up, with the night being 12 hours, 6 hours Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to spend in tahajjud. Take one third is 4 hours. We can't even spend 4 minutes. Therefore, my dear respected friends, after you are finished with your seri or before your seri, make sure that you read 6 rakats of tahajjud every single morning. How many rakats? 6. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read mostly 6 rakats of tahajjud and 3 witr. But the witr, since we read it after the Isha, after the Taraweeh, you read your 6 rakats tahajjud. And read as lengthy as you possibly can read your surahs. Even if one surah, you got to repeat it over and over and over, repeat it over and over, try and make your rakats a bit lengthy. After the tahajjud salah is the time when a person's du'as are accepted. one of the times, all of us got some sort of a difficulty, a hardship, and we have to continuously at all times keep on asking Allah over and over and over. And by us doing that, inshallah, it is hope that many, 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 many times asking, Allah will give it to us. Like I pick up a lot of tidbits in the consultation after Zuhr. One brother came and said that for 25 years I was making dua for a certain sickness. I continued, I did not give up hope. But alhamdulillah, in this etikaf, in this Ramadan, Allah cured me of the sickness. Now, it is not that that particular brother started, made it for a week, made it for a month, he never get better. So he said, nah, hopeless man. It's no use making dua because my dua is not getting accepted. My dear respected friends, we should remember that shaitan is an enemy of Allah. He disobeyed Allah. He was thrown away from the nearness of Allah and accursed till the day of Qiyamah. But shaitan lifted his hands and made dua to Allah that, oh Allah, give me reprieve till the day of Qiyamah that your servants, I can mislead them. It's a dua that he made. And Allah accepted that dua. So if Allah accepted shaitan's dua, why will Allah not accept the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most beloved creature in the eyes of Allah? If Allah ta'ala had opened up for Musa alaihi salam the Red Sea, why won't Allah ta'ala open up for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam avenues to make dua and accept their duas? My dear respected friends, your du'as are certainly accepted by Allah. 100% accepted. In the light of hadith, either of three things is going to happen. Is that when you make the du'a, your du'a is readily going to get accepted, immediately going to get accepted what you asked for. If that does not happen, then Allah takes the du'a and keeps it away. And in lieu of the du'a, a calamity was supposed to befall you. Then that dua will help to remove that calamity. For example, you were supposed to come into an accident. You're supposed to be murdered. You're supposed to be robbed. Something was supposed to happen to you. Then because of the dua that you made, which was not accepted in the first instant, Allah will take that dua and save you from that calamity. So you are still benefiting. Now if these two things don't happen, then that dua will be taken and stored for you for the year after. And in the year after, when Allah Ta'ala, when your accounting takes place, will take all these unanswered duas and bring them and put them into the scale. When this servant will see that, he will tell Allah, oh Allah, you shouldn't have accepted not one single dua of mine in the world. Come, my dear respected friends, you need to make lengthy du'as, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. In the beginning, it's going to be very, very, very difficult. But that is where we need our mujahida. If we are going to make that mujahida and that sacrifice and go against our desire, then, my dear respected friends, gradually, gradually, Allah is going to make you enjoy those du'as. So my dear respected friends, increase your nawafil during the month of Ramadan. So I am going to read to you a hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that how much reward do you get for performing nawafil salah during the month of Ramadan. And my dear respected friends, here in this hadith, they speak of one sijda. One sijda. Now let us take it that from tomorrow, inshallah, you are changing your lives. You are now going to read many nawafils. Like six tahajjud you're going to read. Six awabin you are reading every day. When you get up in the morning, 10, 11, half past 11, Not after 12, but because it's Zawal already. You read 6 rakats of chashd. So here already you have read 18 rakats of nafil. You read 20 rakats of Taraweeh. That will make 38 rakats. Now and then you are coming to the masjid after making wuzu. You are reading Tahiyatul Wuzu, Tahiyatul Masjid, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Hajat, Salatul Tawbah, 5 in 2 rakats. You're reading at least minimum 40 rakats, which all of you have to do from tomorrow to change your lives and to accumulate many, many good deeds. Now listen to this hadith. It is mentioned in Bayhaqi and it is mentioned in Targhib. Two hadith kitabs. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the first night of Ramadan dawns, the doors of the skies are open, and none of its doors are then closed until the last night of Ramadan. Now these doors don't close, they open. So these are the doors of mercy. These are the doors when you are going to lift your hands and make dua. Through the open door it is going to go. So you want your du'as to go? Make it. You don't want your du'as to go? Don't make it. You don't make du'a, Allah loses nothing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loses nothing. Nobody loses. You're a loser. So that is what we are asking you to make mujahida. Fight your carnal desire and make that du'a. Then further, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no mu'min, in other words, no believer, servant of Allah, performs salah during its night, any night of Ramadan. But Allah will record for him 1,500 hasanas for every sijda that he makes. So for every sijda that you make, you get 1,500 hasanas. Then further Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and Allah will build a home for him in Jannah made out of red ruby, which will have 60,000 doors, each of its doors having interlinked to leading to a palace made out of gold, ornamented, beautified and decorated with rubies. Now here this hadith says that any night that you make these, so your awabin is at night, your tahajjud is night, and of course your taraweeh is at night. So like we said, 6 awabin, 6 tahajjud gives you 12 rakats, and this is 32, and you are making how many sijdas? 2 in 1, so it will give you 64 sijdas. Oh, that's a lot of... Calculator can't calculate, sorry. Try it out. Take a calculator and try and calculate how much sawabs you get just for one night. Huh? 98,000. No, man. You get 1,500 hasana. That's a lot of reward. Now, how many palaces are you getting? Oh, that's a lot, that. So every night you get it, and plus Allah Ta'ala multiplies it between 10 and 70 for a mu'min. And in Ramzan it is even multiplied even more. So come, my dear respected friends, don't deprive your souls of this great sawab. Yesterday the time of Isha has changed. It came between 15 and 20 minutes later. Do you know that Ustad took the count? But the brothers reading Quran alone in that time, there was an equivalent of one khatam that was made. 30 suparas and over were recited in 20 minutes. Come, my dear respected friends, that is the kind of effort and struggle we need. That you worship Allah. Allah will love us all. And when Allah loves us all, He will do everything for us. Now further this hadith says, thus, when the mu'min fasts on the first day of Ramadan, all his past sins are pardoned. And 70,000 malaika make istighfar for him daily, from the time of Fajr Salah until the sun sets. And for every sajda that he makes during Ramadan, either by day or by night, there will be for him a tree in Jannah. So huge that a person on horseback will ride in its shade for 500 years. Now we are sitting and thinking, my dear respected friends, that Jannat is going to be such a small area. What do we need so many trees for? Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that will go last into Jannat, last, when he goes, the door of Jannat is closed, the doors of Jahannam is closed. Nobody will enter again. Finish, everybody is gone where he's supposed to be gone. That person's Jannat will be equivalent to the size of the universe. So my dear respected friends, till the day you die, see if you can fill your Jannah with trees from Cape to Cairo. Not further anymore. So my dear respected friends, be regular with night prayer, which Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that be regular of night prayer. It was the way of the noble souls before you. It is a source of nearness to your Lord, a reason of atonement of sins, and a barrier against all evils. Is a hadith related by Abu Umama and mentioned in Hakim. So my dear respected friends, not only during the month of Ramadan, but out of Ramadan also, perform your tahajjud salah. The more you're going to perform, the more closer you are going to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith of Abu Dawud and Ahmad, related by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the first action to be accounted for on the day of Qiyamah of a servant of Allah will be his salat. If it is sound, you will be successful and attain salvation. Yet in another hadith it is mentioned that Allah will not want to look at any other of his actions. That namaz is 100%, you go straight into Jannah. Nothing else Allah wants to see. So you continue with this hadith, and if it is defective, you will be disappointed and a loser. If there is any shortfall in his farais, Allah Ta'ala will say, look, is there any nafil of my servant? So that his shortfall of the farais can be made off. So my dear respected friends, the nawafils you perform in this world will not go wasted. Any farais in our lives that we perform and we did not fulfill it the correct way we supposed to, or was not accepted by Allah, then at least these nawafils that we have performed will cover up for those. Yet in another hadith, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala says, Allah does not direct anybody for anything better than two rakats he performs. Most certainly, virtue spread over his head as long as he remains in salah. And nothing can bring the servant nearer to Allah than that which he comes out of, that he is reading the Quran in the salah. That's why I had said in the beginning that please lengthen your rakats, read much Quran, and inshallah from after Sehri tomorrow till 5 o'clock, hopefully, or it is 5 o'clock now, but the times will change as it goes ahead. Brothers, please spend your time in ibadah and do it with sincerity from the bottom of your heart. Make those intentions. And I guarantee you, by the time Ramzan is over, you're a different man. Guaranteed. Now, my dear respected friends, 1 week of Ramadan is gone. Quarter of Ramadan is gone. Take stock how much you have attained. Come, my friends, if you haven't attained, the doors of repentance are open. Repent, change, and go ahead. Don't lose hope. May Allah Ta'ala accept from each one of us and give us the tawfiq to make abundance of ibadah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.